Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. My name is Walter, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Now, let me ask you, do you have any kids or grandkids or nephews or any kids that go to school in your family?
No.
Okay, that's not a problem, though, because the questions that I'm going to ask, they're going to help your community. I'm not going to take too much of your time, I promise you.
It's going and to take who are you with first?
I'm with Opinion Research. Opinion Research.
Okay, and what community are you giving this for?
Right now, we are all over the harbor, but I see that you are in Holly Hill.
Yes. So are you doing this for the city of Holly Hill?
Yeah, that's correct, sir.
Yeah,
so,
and why are you doing it? Why are you doing it on Sunday?
Because people go to work during the week, and we know that on Sunday they rest, and that's why I'm calling you at this time, because I wasn't going to call you in the morning. So it's not going to take too much.
Go ahead.
Like I said. Okay, great.
Go ahead.
Now, now, does anybody in your household works for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency,
no.
A media organization?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, great. With which political party are you registered, sir? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered party, some other political
party?
I'm not registered. Okay, no problem. Okay, and as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday?
If you're asking me what party I'm going to vote for, I'm going to vote Republican.
Okay, great. No problem, sir. Now, you're definitely going to vote?
Yes.
You're very likely to vote? Okay.
Yes.
Definitely. Okay, great. Now, what is your main racial background? Are you African-American, Asian,
Caucasian.
White Caucasian? Okay. What is your age range between 18 and 45? Between
46
and 50? Okay, great. Okay, no problem then, sir. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off of the wrong track?
In Holly Hill?
Yes.
They've gotten off track.
Okay. This is what we're doing. This a lot of people in your neighborhood are doing that as well, because this goes to the Senate. Now, from the following list, which issue should you local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Housing and property insurance costs, crime and public safety, overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, illegal immigration, hurricane and flooding preparation, abortion, kindergarten to 12 education, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
All of the above.
Yeah, you can only pick one. I'm sorry.
I can only pick one out of that?
Yes.
That's impossible.
The most important one.
The most important to me at my age would be the insurances.
The what, sir?
Insurance.
Insurance?
Homeowner insurance, yeah.
Okay, no problem. Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country. Now, that you may be familiar with, please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can just indicate that as well, okay? Ron DeSantis?
Yes, I like him.
Very much or somewhat?
Very much.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Dislike very much.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Like him very much.
Okay. Okay, the remainder of the of this survey is going to focus on the issues of education in your community. Okay? Now, for the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve kindergarten to 12 education? Reducing class sizes, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, improving the academic rating of schools, strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing teachers' pay, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing school choice options.
I would say making sure that the teachers are better qualified.
Okay, no problem. Okay, now you will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard, just indicate that as well, okay? Teachers Union.
I'm for it. I like it.
Very much or somewhat?
Very much.
Okay. Traditional public schools.
Like they are now, they're not very good.
Okay. Your county school board.
The county school board?
Your county school board, yes.
They're not that good.
So somewhat.
But all this is caused by a problem. And the problem is that, you know, we're not having enough funding. We don't have the educated people in there. I mean, so it's not just a like or dislike. It's a whole big problem.
I know. That's why exactly what we do in this service in your neighborhood right now. Some of your neighborhoods are already answering the questions as well, and this goes to the Congress so that they could do something about it. Okay, so your county school board, so it's somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Moms for Liberty?
What is it?
Moms for Liberty.
I never heard
Mothers.
Of it.
Mothers, okay, no problem. No opinion, I've never heard. All right, teachers?
Teachers what?
Are you favorable or unfavorable with the job they're doing right now?
What the teachers are doing?
Yes.
No, because I think they have their hands tied. And I think we're letting teachers in there teach our kids the wrong things.
Okay. So somewhat unfavorable.
Yeah.
Okay. Your local PTA or PTO?
I'm not, you know, my daughter's 33 years old, man, so I don't know anything about the PTA now.
Okay, no problem. No opinion. Private schools?
Sent my daughter to one, so I'm in favor of them, but I'm not in favor for the government paying for it.
Okay, no problem. And charter schools?
Charter schools, I'm not in favor for it.
Okay. All right, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, poor?
Not so good.
Okay. Which of the following best describes you? Local educational issues are not of much interest to you at all. Although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged in the interest in educational issues facing my community. I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing
somewhat.
My community.
Somewhat.
Okay. All right. Now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools and best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. The other one is, we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Which one do you agree with?
Well, we ought to take care of our public schools better.
Okay. As you may know, the elections for a school board are not partisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. The other one is, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
Well, you know, it'd be nice to keep it out, but we can't anymore because everybody's made issues out of it, and you're not going to get anything passed unless these people have, you know, I mean, you're either going to be Democratic or Republican. And if they're not, if they're going up against, if you put a Democrat in there and he's got a Republican that he's trying to vote against or get things done with, it's not going to happen. So, unfortunately, we've turned it into a political thing.
That's just the way it is. So
is that number one or number two?
Number one.
Okay. All right. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school boards meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board.
I can't answer this because I haven't been to one in so long.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to put a refuse. All right, now, let me see. We already at 71, so we almost done, okay? I'm going to rush this. You will now be given a series of issues, positions that a candidate might hold. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the elections for school board? Each will make no difference. You can indicate that as well. Okay? So a candidate who supports the parent rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students, much more likely.
I agree with that 100%.
Okay, so it's much more likely, somewhat likely.
I would vote that person because I don't think it's right for teachers to teach any kid their sexual orientation.
Okay, much more likely then.
Yes.
Okay. A candidate who supports putting uniform police officers in every school in Florida.
Yes, we should have one in every school.
Okay. A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Making it what?
A candidate who supports making classroom cell phones and social media free zones during school hours.
Yeah, I agree with it.
Much or somewhat?
Much. Come on, we've got to get this done. I got some things I got to do.
Sure, no problem, sir. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify
as females. Yes, we should do that, absolutely, 100%. We shouldn't let males involved in female sports.
Okay. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics, of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yes, we should be that. We lost that. We should go back to it.
Okay, great. Now, a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in classroom.
Yes, I think we ought to have cameras in the classroom.
Okay. a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classroom, which say America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Yes, we ought to erase that.
Okay.
Don't call me a white man, I won't call you a black man. I won't call you a Latina man. What I will call you, though, is a man or an American.
That's right.
That simple.
Great. Okay, cool. Thank you. A candidate who supports a slight increase of property taxes in increased teachers' pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
I think you ought to find a better way of doing it than taxing the people. We're taxed already enough.
Somewhat less likely, it's then.
Less likely, yeah. But there are other ways to do it to increase their pay.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
What does that mean?
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Well, see, that you're not telling me much, because it means that we're going to have people like me who are middle income and going in retired having to pay more taxes for people to give them better options for their education. And no, I don't agree with that. I couldn't move to put my daughter in a different school. I couldn't afford it. So I had to pay for her to go to a private school, but I didn't get any help from the government or anybody else. I had to pay for it myself.
But that's what the question is about, regardless of their income or their zip code.
Okay, well, as long as they're paying part of themselves, it's good.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
All right, we've got that option.
Okay. Now, the last one is a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that a school board member could only, say, serve 2 terms or 8 years.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, now, you will now be asked future demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only, okay?
Okay.
How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less?
35.
Between 6 and 10? 35.
35 years.
Okay. Okay, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, a conservative, or a conservative, okay? Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed, sir? Less than high school?
4 years of college.
4 years of college, okay, just like me. Okay, do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
No. My daughter graduated college. She's been married.
Okay. Okay. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household checks your mailbox? Every day? Not every day, but multiple times per week?
Every day. Every day.
Okay. All right, sir. So I want to thank you for your time. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay, man.
Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay?
Okay. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.